I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, February 23rd, 2021. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
What is up, peoples? Good morning.
What's up, Cakesy? Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
And Jason Bishop.
Hello.
That is the foursome, as always. You want to get in touch with us throughout the show on the AAA Always On Call listener lines, 800-636-1067. You can text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply. It's the same number, 1-800-636-1067. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little wizard situation, boys.
Got a little sitch.
It's bullets really fever.
Weird. It's the weirdest thing ever. I'm speechless.
You know what?
Why is it weird?
If you would have told me 3 weeks ago that they were going to beat the Nuggets, the Celtics, the Blazers, the Lakers,
yeah.
Who else did they beat in that fight? The Rockets. All consecutively, I would have just laughed at you. I would have put any amount
just
of money.
Written off the team.
I would have put any amount of money they weren't going to win
but
those
there was,
five games.
I mean, writing off the team, it's premature. They have too much talent. And writing off Russell Westbrook, way too premature. You know, saying it was done, that he was on the downside. That guy brings it. And he's going to frustrate you as a fan. We knew that going in. He's going to shoot yourself out of games. He's going to commit turnovers. But he brings it every night. In overtime last night, it was all Beal and Westbrook. They scored the team's 12 points. They combined for 65 points last night.
Mm-hmm.
Westbrook's one assist shy of a triple-double, has another 14-rebound game. Like, if you really think about it, there was no reason to bail on the team because they just have too much talent in that backcourt.
Yeah, but that's what we do when they're 5-17 or whatever they were.
Well, I mean, just a five-year track record.
I mean, it's pretty natural. It's just like natural human reaction to bail on a team that's 5-17.
Yeah. Right, like EB said, like this – this is not a team that's had, like, a long, glorious run of sustained success. So once they start going down that path again, it's easy to fall into that trap.
Yeah.
It just is.
I mean, it's hard to get out of a hole like that. It is. I mean, they're obviously starting to do it, but no one could see it.
No, it's shocking. I mean, I'm completely
it's
stunned
stunning.
By it. God bless them.
I mean, the road trip down is gravy. Like, I thought if they could somehow win two games on the road trip –
yeah.
It's a success. And now right. now they're playing with the house money going forward.
Well, I'll say this. Before the season, I thought they were a 5 or 6 seed. It's going to be tough because of where they were. But they're better than a lot of teams in front of them. And that's how I felt all along. They weren't as bad as their record. And maybe Scott Brooks was right that the fact that they weren't practicing, that COVID hit them, players were out, really hurt them. But right now, they're playing hard, and they're getting wins.
No doubt. Got to give them props when they're playing
impressive.
Well.
Impressive. Yeah. I mean, give Coach Brooks props. We're murdering him. The Scott Brooks watch was officially on.
Right.
But, hey, give them credit. When they string 5 wins together and beat teams that we didn't think they were capable of beating, props to them.
Can't really argue with anything you're saying, JP. I
mean, Russell Westbrook's a stud. And
he's
before
really
the
well.
Season, when they made that trade – we all thought that they would be a better team this year than they were last year because Russell Westbrook is better than John Wall. He just is. And a lot of people get upset by that, but this is a guy who's won an MVP. And he started off slow, and he's still going to have some shooting woes and he's still going to have turnover issues. That's part of his game. But he's giving you a damn near triple-double every night on the court.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, he does. As Jason mentioned, he looks a little better because if you watched him a few weeks ago, he just looked like a shadow of himself. And yeah, we didn't know, did he hit a wall? But I guess he had some sort of procedure that we found out about later. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's rounding into health. I still think they just give up way too many points. It's amazing to me, but I know that's what the league does. But they're the worst at it. So it's hard to envision this kind of thing when they give up the kind of points that they do. But, mm-hmm, I mean, they've obviously got some moxie to them, and they haven't given up. There's no question
about
it.
They're right in the mix. I mean, they're two games back now.
So I have completely given up on Scottie Brooks and this whole regime. I thought there'd be a 15-coach turnover, and now I don't know what to think. So I just keep my mouth shut.
That could still happen at the end of the season. There's still a long way to go for this team. I mean,
yeah. Well, it's really mucking up plans because, you know, I feel really bad because I just totally turned on Scott. But
I haven't run the lottery generator in like a week and a half.
Well, yeah, shit cakes, because you know what? They're going to make the playoffs. They very well could. I don't think they could. They will. Are they better than the Orlando Magic? I believe they are. Are they better than the Hawks? I believe they are. The Miami Heat? Okay, the Heat, surprising that they're that far down the list. But I got to believe eventually they're going to jump some of these teams ahead of them and minimum get to that ninth spot. I mean, the ninth spot is the play-in game. They're two back. They're two back of the eighth spot, actually. Actually, only three back of the sixth spot, if you want to really grasp.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of teams that are kind of bunched up between 6 and 11.
But the backcourt right now
is
playing.
The problem with saying that they're better than some of these teams, on paper, yeah, but when's the last time they beat Orlando?
That's true.
I mean, they can't beat Orlando. They lost to Chicago twice this year. Again, that was early in the year, but they got to start beating the teams that we think that they're better than.
Right. What I'd argue now is that the backcourt is playing like we expected them to play together. And there was an argument before the season that Beal and Westbrook together could possibly be the best backcourt in the NBA. Now, I don't think it's better than what Brooklyn has with James Harden and Kyrie Irving. And you can make an argument that Portland has a better backcourt with Lillard and McCollum. But that backcourt is playing nearly as well as any backcourt in the NBA, if not better, right now. And that's good enough to get you a lot of dubs in the league.
Yeah, well, got the Clippers tonight, and then they've got Denver, and then they come back home and play some teams that they should beat.
Right.
But, you know, that's not always the case in the NBA.
Well, it's funny how just winning makes you interesting, you know? I mean, I remember lamenting this just a few days ago that I'm just not interested. But as they win, you start to pay attention. I mean, I watched the first half yesterday. Again, the first half in these NBA games is not very telling. All the real action really happens in the fourth quarter. But, you know, I woke up stunned that they
pulled
this
off. Yeah, I mean, they were
down
17.
Yeah.
Down 17 to the defending champs.
That's impressive to come back.
The Lakers. Now, the Lakers haven't been playing good basketball without Anthony Davis.
Right.
You look at how they shot from the three-point line. Maybe it's that closeout practice but I think the Lakers have been struggling from the three-point line all season long. One thing that was interesting, I was reading an article on NBCSportsWashington.com this morning, is that Washington isn't shooting as many threes as they had been.
Yeah, I mean, they took 20 less threes than the Lakers.
That's crazy.
And they both shot, and they actually shot a slightly higher percentage. But, you know, the formula seems to be take as many threes as you can. But maybe they're veering away from that. They're still finding a way to score 127.
Yeah, and the Lakers are, like you said, they're not as good, obviously not as good without Davis. There are rumors that they're going to be in on DeMarcus Cousins. They want to bring Cousins in, who Houston cut. So they're obviously looking to replace Davis. They need another big. And look, last night, I didn't watch the game. It was on too late for me. But, you know, I watched some of the Nuggets game. I watched the Celtic game. Their body language is different. Yeah. Remember how bad their body language was in that Hornet game?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was Super Bowl Sunday.
Like
and it was
Beals.
Bad. It was just awful, but it's totally different. That's what happens when you win. You know, you're a different team.
And this is, I don't know if this is going to be a development the rest of the season, because I know that coaches have been trying to harness Russell Westbrook on this throughout his career. So Westbrook took 25 shots last night. He was 13 for 25, which is a great percentage.
Oh, you'll take that from him, of course.
He took 1 3. Russell Westbrook's not a good three-point shooter. In the era
of
threes, know your strength, know your game. He's great at pull-up jumpers. He's great at driving by guys to the basket. And if you watch just the overtime clips, just watch the overtime. Wizards got 12 points, all from Beal and Westbrook, and you see Westbrook doing what he does where he gets to kind of the foul line and pulls up and hits that jumper. That he's great at.
The three-pointer all day long.
Right.
Well,
let Davis
had
take
two
the
turnovers
threes.
Yesterday, too.
Beal take the threes.
That's why you paid Davis $80 million,
right,
to stroke the three ball.
Let Garrison Matthews take threes.
Right.
If you get Russell Westbrook to have games like he had last night where he only has two turnovers and takes one three, you're going to win a lot of ball games.
Oh, yeah, that's the dream. That's exactly the blueprint you want from Russell Westbrook. You don't want him chucking up five or seven threes in a game.
Okay,
no,
thank
you.
This is a playoff team. They're going to make the playoffs.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. But 2 weeks ago, they did not strike anybody as a playoff team.
Yeah.
I mean, they looked lost. They looked like they were headed for the top pick or two in the lottery. I mean, it's been a remarkable turnaround. But they looked dead 2 weeks ago.
Too much talent in that backcourt. So Beal goes for 33 points, which is actually below his average. Westbrook gives you 32 points, 14 rebounds, and 9 assists. And actually, Beal gave you 6 assists. So really strong game from those two guys. And Drav's guy from Gonzaga, Rui Hachimura, you know, playing pretty good basketball. 15 points. Yep. Now he doesn't grab that many boards.
6 boards. He gives you a swipe. What gets you really horny about Beal's line is 6 assists, 7 boards, 3 swipes from Beal.
That's right.
Those stats add up in a DFS sweat.
I think Westbrook was the number one fantasy player last night
had
in the NBA.
Been.
Yeah, he had to be.
You want to talk about fantasy numbers.
Like on DraftKings, if he gets one more assist, he gets a bonus for the trip dub. So he would have had even more points.
I saw yesterday some of the analytics guys, even before the game, was pointing out a lot of what Rui's been doing lately.
Really?
And just being more active offensively, cutting to the basket, just being smart, just making smart plays, even smart defensive plays.
He got rid of the pink eye. Now he can see the ball.
Right.
He got rid of that. Yeah, that world's worst case of pink eye.
It's funny that I just feel like we talk more about the Wizards. We're talking more about the Wizards this year than we have in the last couple of years. Now, maybe it's just recency for us, but
I think,
you know,
it's just
football,
the last 5-6 days.
Once football ends, you start focusing on other sports. But, we're talking about the Wizards a lot.
I think there's more reason to talk about them. Think about it. Last year, John Wall's out. There's not much hope. They're losing. This year, you're kind of scratching your head at the beginning of the season. Why aren't they winning more games? They have Russell Westbrook in the backcourt with Bradley Beal. They have Rui Hachimura in his second year. Why aren't they winning more games? Well, a lot of it was that the guys weren't playing together, and now they're back, and Westbrook is playing healthier, and he's attacking the basket. Maybe he's figuring out his teammates. He's a point guard. Look, Russell Westbrook gets to the playoffs every year. Look at his career when Oklahoma, even after Kevin Durant left. I know they didn't win in the playoffs, but he took that team. They were on his back, and he took that team to the playoffs every year.
Again, I think that Russell Westbrook was damaged goods when we got him. He wasn't right, and now he's gotten better. So whether it was a surgery, whatever the hell it was, he wasn't right. Didn't look like Russell Westbrook. I mean, now it looks like he's healing.
And this also quiets the talk of any rumors that Beal was going to be traded before the deadline this year. Now, he still may be next year, but for this year, you know, if they think they're a playoff team, he's obviously not going to be dealt.
And the defense is better in their last 10 games. Believe it or not, the Wizards have the 6th best defensive rating in the league.
That is the most stunning news of all. I mean, they're playing top 10 type defense in their last 6 game stretch.
Last 10 games, Wizards are 5th in opponent field goal percentage, fast break points, and points in the paint allowed. They're 9th in turnovers forced, 10th in steals. They've been turning it up on the defensive end.
Like it.
Maybe they're finding the formula.
The question is, does Westbrook play on the back-to-back tonight? Does he rest or does he give it a go?
Well, come on. He's got to play. Well, this whole resting him stuff is
I was just
so
asking.
Annoying.
He hasn't played in every one of them.
If they're trying to get
you're
back.
Right.
Now, they can still win a game, obviously, without him, but if they're trying to get back into that 6, 7, 8 seed spot comfortably, he's got to play.
Yeah.
I would say he's got to play.
I would think he plays. Hey, on the show today, we're going to talk a little college hoops. Bracketology expert Jerry Palm is going to join us from CBS Sports. We've been talking a lot about where the Terps lie right now. Are they a tournament team? It seems so. So we'll talk to Jerry Palm coming up at 8 o'clock. Lars Eller joins us every Tuesday at 8:40 for Center Ice with Lars Eller. So we will talk some Caps hockey right here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Talking about the Wizards winning their fifth straight as Russell Westbrook came within a dime of a triple-double. We'll talk to Terps with Jerry Palm coming up at 8 o'clock, see where the Terps lie in the seeding. But as of now, they're a tournament team, you think?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, from what the guys were saying on the Big Ten Network after the game, Andy Katz and all those guys, they were unanimous. I don't know who the one guy is. He played at Wisconsin in the early 2000s. I forget his name. And then Katz and the other guy, they were all three unanimously saying that the Terps are in.
Is it me or does Andy Katz look like a little bit of a disheveled mess on TV? Now, I'm not one to talk because, I mean, I show up to work in sweatpants and a beanie every day, okay?
Yeah.
But I think I look much better screen than Andy Katz.
It's so funny you brought that up because I was watching him on the Big Ten Network, and I was saying to myself, man, what happened to Andy
Katz? He looks a mess.
He looks like he's been up for a week.
Killing him.
Yeah. I feel bad, but he seems like a nice dude. But I saw him on TV the other day during Terps Rutgers game, and it was kind of jarring. I was jarred.
His hair's all disheveled and long.
He's always had that hair.
He's not a looker.
Yeah, but when he was on ESPN, he looked like, I want to say, like 1,000 times better. Something's going on there.
Well, I think also production values are a lot different at the Big Ten Network, which is
maybe.
It looks like he's been through the ringer.
Right. He just came in the set off a bender or something. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it.
You know what?
I think it's a combination of things.
Analyzing the strength of schedules and bubble teams, man.
It takes a toll. Yeah.
Looks like he's got
quad one stress.
I think honestly. When you go from working at ESPN, I think it was quite a shock when they let him go. It was kind of the beginning of the purge when they started just moving guys. Yeah. I think that was a big shock. And then when you end up on the Big Ten Network, I mean, no disrespect, but I mean, they're lucky to keep the lights on. I think it's a big fall.
I think you're soft playing the Big Ten Network. I think there's big dollars behind the Big Ten Network.
Yeah, I think the Big Ten Network's established.
I'm looking at
his hair cakes because I hadn't paid attention.
Yeah, sure.
And the video that I'm watching, it looks like he's talking about Michigan, Illinois. So it's recent. It looks like he might be one of those guys that's had a hair transplant because it looks like the hair is holding on and he's got the wet look.
It's very greasy.
Yeah, he's got the wet look, and it's not necessarily
green. Yeah, it's like he dipped his head in olive oil. His skin's got a weird complexion, too.
Well, he's not an attractive man.
Well, I know that, but...
Yeah, yeah.
It was jarring.
But right. I think EB's right. There's a combination of things going on that because of COVID and because of budgets, you never know. Like, he might have had a makeup person before. Now he's doing it himself.
I'm telling you, production values on the Big Ten Network are not equivalent to
ESPN. They don't have a makeup guy or girl.
They don't have anything.
Maybe that's
the
case.
I don't know, but the Big Ten Network has money behind it. I think each of those teams is getting like $50 million in the conference.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of money.
They're not a fly-by-night.
Yeah, but the production values at Big Ten are not like ESPN. They're just not. It's like a regional sports network. It's like working for NBC Sports Washington.
Maybe he's got a nubby camera, too. EB, you've switched your camera. Is that the
deal? No, I keep going back and forth. There's something going on. I think I have a cable that's bad. Because, like, watch, I'll just do it to humor you. When I put it on the...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The capture device, it's just, it's being weird. It's well, if you'll see the watches. The difference in quality right there, it's markedly better, but it's not staying on. So to figure it out, I'll put it back on the other camera. I'm very annoyed by it because last night I did a test run and it worked perfect. So I don't know. So you can see the difference, right?
Testing.
Yes.
You can see it's a marked difference. This is all washed out.
I just want to warn people that today I'm having some work done at the house. I don't think there's going to be a ton of noise. First of all, we're getting our basement flooring put in by.
Yes, you Darvish is coming in to strip the floors of your basement.
Got to thank my man Greg Height and John Darvish from Darvish Interiors. They're coming in at 8. All right, so they're installing. Now that's in the basement. I don't think you're going to hear much there. But we're also having our kitchen tile grout cleaned, which is about 20 yards away from me.
Oh, we're going to hear that when they put that big ass machine on.
Yeah, but I told them. Before I said, you know, let's maybe wait till 10, or can you just keep it down a little bit? Because I didn't tell them what I do. I just told them I got a big conference call. Anyway, I'll let you know. I mean, I think we'll be okay.
You'll let us know. We'll actually know ourselves.
No. I'll let you know if they change the schedule up.
Yeah,
but you can avoid it. Like I had some people working on the house last Tuesday and Wednesday. I don't even think you guys knew.
What they should do is they should walk into your kitchen with a giant sledgehammer and destroy the tile and lay down wood floors.
Oh, well.
Because that's what I had to do kitchen.
I thought about it, but that's really pricey.
Yeah, but it's probably worth it.
Probably. Well, dude, I'm putting hardwood floors in the basement. That's a much bigger spot.
It is.
Let's pump the brakes on the expenses.
Just cash flying out the window. Yeah, just cash outlays everywhere.
I've got to redo my whole basement.
Jason's remodeling his brothel.
Yeah. I got a lot to do down there. I actually have a ceiling part where we had a leak that I haven't fixed yet. And it's part of the basement that we never go in. So it's just sitting there, and I go, you know, it's probably not great that we're all breathing in all that insulation and everything. I need to get that fixed.
Yeah.
So,
well, I have in my basement is 17-year-old carpet.
Yeah.
It's the carpet from the first owners when they built the house in 20. I think it was 2004.
Yeah.
So, it's just a gross carpet. Gotta go. Gotta go.
Gotta go. Yeah. I agree with you.
I might have to have those Darvish boys over here if they're good.
Yeah,
you know what they're doing?
They're really good.
Yeah.
See, if you have the hardwoods, like the house that we're moving into has hardwoods, but it's old. The house was built in 92.
We're actually going to have it
all stained.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's saves you a little money. Believe me, it's not going to save a lot of money, but it'll save a little money. You just tell them, hey, we want it this color, and boom, they'll hook it.
Aaron Lewis and company are going to come over and take care of your hardwoods.
That's right. Stained.
Sell a
He loves like to talk. That guy loves talking. More like my man Christian Garcia and crew, but yeah. Christian will hook it.
Very good.
I'll give him a
Christian
plug.
Is Christian the one that does a lot of that?
A plug. Huh?
Christian does a lot of your work.
He does everything.
Is that the guy that I know?
Yeah.
Not the guy that does the landscaping. He also does interior stuff?
No, I think Christian years ago used to do some landscaping, but he's a contractor.
So okay.
He
can do anything.
Nice.
It's all about renovation. It's renovation week on the Junks.
Yeah, apparently
it's
it is.
All about knowing somebody.
Love it or leave it. Flip it or flop it. That's whatever. All those HGTV shows you guys
watch.
Well,
I've got the people coming over to the house tomorrow to take the pictures, which is kind of goofy because they tell you to do all these things, which I guess works.
Yeah.
Because that's what the stagers say, but they want you to take everything off of like your kitchen counters. Think about all the stuff you have on your kitchen counter. You probably have a toaster oven.
100%.
You have your Keurig.
Dude, I have bills on my kitchen counter.
Right,
I
mean, you've got all kinds of other stuff. But they want you
to... maker. My Mr. Coffee works all the time. I have to take
you know how many
off.
Vitamins I have on my... I got a ton of vitamins.
How much are you spending per month on vitamins, Ricky?
Don't know. Don't
hundreds?
Know. I take like eight a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Eight sillies. Yeah.
Do you take them in the morning before the show or after?
After breakfast. Yeah, after the show.
Right.
Yeah. And then a few at night. A few at night before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
But I've been dreaming like a mug. I doubled my melatonin.
Dream, man. The melatonin dreams are crazy.
I dream so hard now. But also, I think because I take so many vitamins, when I'm on the Peloton and I'm telling you, I get so dehydrated. All I did yesterday was drink water before and after. And I'm still, when I was laying in bed this morning, my eyes were dry. I can't stay hydrated.
By the way, I told you that Chris Farley was making me feel guilty that I haven't been running lately? Like, he checks in on me. And he
run
update.
Shaming you?
Yeah, and I told him I'm on a pause. Yeah. I think the day after I had this wacky dream, because of that little Farley seed, where I was in the middle of like a 10K, like I was in a running race. And tell me what this means. I stopped, and I had a cleat on one foot and a running shoe on the other foot. And I was trying to get back into the race and get back on the pace. That's what Chris Farley has done to my life. Yeah. Chris Farley was able to get cakes to do a marathon. Remember, he swore he was never going to do a marathon. And
never.
We told him,
I've never
this
even
dude's
dreamed
brainwashing
well,
you.
Yeah, he's a running brainwasher. He's a running
Svengali.
Yeah,
but Svengali. It's great that he did it. Cakes has that on his resume. And when he's on his deathbed, he can know. Then he ran a marathon.
Pretty
true.
Good accomplishment.
It's an accomplishment, but I'll never do it again. I would
you
never
don't need
even.
To.
I would never even entertain the thought of running
Why
a marathon
would you?
Ever
you
again.
You did it. Yeah, you did it.
Do you know how big?
Look, I'm going to probably do one this fall if everything's up and running.
You say that, and he probably will, but something will break down.
You say that. I was ready to roll. I was up to like the 13 miles in terms of preparation, which you build up. I was up to the 13 mile runs, and then everything shut down.
Yeah. Listen, I don't doubt you. I'm sure you can do it.
Do you understand? As soon as I was done with that race, I went to Farley's, like his apartment afterwards, and I peeled my shoes off. And I had the two biggest blood blisters you've ever seen, like on the second toes of each of my feet. And I was like, what am I doing?
Well, you should.
And then I watched Donovan McNabb lose another game with the Redskins.
I can't believe you did that.
You should have taken off all of those free shoes he gave you and left them there at his house and said, thank you, but no thanks. I'm done.
I'm done. This is it. It's officially over.
No, but he gets ice for the Scott Brooks adrenalines.
Yeah.
I've had so many pairs of Scott Brooks over the years, courtesy of Chris Farley. So many.
Yeah. I like them. I haven't
Farley
had any
just
a while.
Farley hooks my wife with Brooks.
Yeah. Right. Well, she likes to run a little bit,
you know,
right?
I get the... well, no, she doesn't
not
run
as
anymore.
Not as much as she used to?
Because her knees are giving her problems. But she does Orange Theory every day, so she uses it there.
Right.
But he's hooked me with the Nike Pegasus.
Right, because you're a shoe snob, and you won't be seen caught dead with Brooks on your feet.
Well, I mean, I've worn Brooks before, but they just don't feel right on my
right. You don't like pools. The Kepkas?
I like Brooks Kepka. I don't like Brooks shoes. But anyway, so... I just want to thank the guys over at Darvish. They'll be here at 8, and hopefully they'll keep it down. And I think they will. I don't think you're going to hear them much.
I want before and after pictures. Well, I kind of know what it looks like before, but...
Oh, I'll take a picture. Oh, it's... My basement right now is a poop show.
Yeah.
Carpet's torn up. We had to move all the furniture into the media room.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, it's just a pain in the butt.
That's part of the reason why I haven't done it. It's just too much of a hassle.
Yeah, but it's going to look good.
Yeah, it'll look really good. You're going to look good to put it on the market. Are you still looking at places?
I'm always looking, but you know, my wife is just like, let's enjoy the basement now.
That's pretty good if you can do that. Because most people, once they go down the highway of looking, they end up getting sucked in.
Yeah, you just never know.
Although now the market is so crazy. You know, I know my brother's looking, and he's looking to buy, like, basically a fixer-upper, and he knows he's going to have to outbid 15 people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. My buddy who was looking at a place in Cakes' neighborhood, he had to outbid, like, 16 people. And finally, he's bailed.
I would want to buy a no-fixer-upper. I would want to buy a fully fixed-upper.
Right.
Already done.
Right.
There is something to be said for just buying a brand new house that's just built for you, and every appliance is brand new.
Everything's brand new. That sounds so silly. That's the dream.
But not everybody can do that. You know,
I get it. I understand that. That's one reason. My wife's always looking for 20-year-old houses that we can just renovate. I'm always looking for the brand newbians because I don't want to renovate.
Renovating, you guys are diametrically opposed.
Well, we are, but that is what it is.
Right. Well.
By the way, Cakes, weather is going to be money tomorrow.
What about today?
It's going to be warmer today.
Right.
Close to 50, maybe a little bit above. And then Cameron told me that the next 14 days look like they're going to be in the 50s and close to 60.
Well, then that means it's over. That means it's over.
Well, he didn't want to promise no more snow or sleet, but he said it looks pretty good for the warm weather.
So as soon as the weather turns nice, I think my next 2 days are going to be spent basically indoors because I think I'm heading to MGM National Harbor tomorrow. Ooh, and nice. Then on Thursday, I head to Odenton, Maryland for tax day. It's hang out with Richard Simmons day. Nice. To get taxes together.
Did you read the letter that he sends us?
I never read the letter he sends.
Okay, well, the letter that he sent us said, this is an alternative. Now, it seems like you're locked in to go on Thursday. But
yes.
I'm actually taking my mom for her second vaccination today.
I can do a virtual bit with him?
Yes, you can drop off all of your paperwork and then no appointment.
Hold on, drop it off. Drop it in the mail and then
you can either do it in the mail or drop it off at his office. Like, I'm going to take all of my papers and just drop it off at his office today. And my appointment wasn't until March 10th. And then usually there's one or two things that I sleep on and
always.
He'll send me an email.
I always do that.
And so I'm just going to send him the paperwork instead of us talking for an hour where he then says, okay, let me see your W-2. Then I hand him the W-2. He's just going to have a pile of papers.
I mean, there's one piece of paperwork I should bring, but I don't want to bring. Uh-huh. But I know I have to bring it because it's on record with the government, so I feel like I have to bring it from my winnings way back when in the MGM poker tournament.
Right.
I feel like I have to declare that money.
You probably should.
Yeah, you publicly won. You publicly bragged about it.
Yeah, and I filled out a tax form at MGM National Harbor.
So. Yeah, you got to do it.
Have to.
You got to pay your taxes, Cakes.
Got to pay my taxes, I guess.
What'd you win, 5G?
I mean, it was 11.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean,
it's over a certain amount, so it has to be reported.
I thought they take it out there. Don't they take
I think if it's over a certain amount higher than what I won, they would probably take it out on the premises.
So you got the full 11K.
I might have.
Yeah,
possibly.
That's right. Didn't you had it in the safe there and chips?
Yeah, I stuck it in my lockbox, and as soon as I did that, they shuttered the place for months.
Imagine if they had just closed
chips?
And then Cakes would have been on this search for his chips for years.
Well, my wife brought up that possibility. I said, "Do you understand?" I said, "MGM is a gigantic, multinational, multi-billion-dollar corporation." They're not going out of business.
Well, that's exactly what happened to me with Full Tilt.
Right.
Yeah.
I literally had to chase it for 2 years.
Well, Full Tilt is that's way different than MGM.
Understood. And Full Tilt, by the way, I just was reading yesterday. After 17 years, they're finally going to shutter it in about, a month or so.
It hasn't been already?
No, it's basically PokerStars bought it and tried to revive it in the last few years, but just it's basically down to nothing.
Right. Well, that name is tainted forever.
The
that
iconic
name's synonymous
brand.
With cheating and scandal.
Yes, and they're finally going to shut it. It's kind of sad, but
you won't wear a Full Tilt quarter zip on the show tomorrow.
It's a jacket full zip. I wore that yesterday, actually, Cakes.
I love going down the wormhole and watching old like poker clips from like 2007, 2008. Every player has a hat, a quarter zip, a scarf, anything with a Full Tilt Poker logo on it. Everywhere.
How about there were a couple junkies that were wearing Full Tilt right. Poker patches right. on the show?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. No more. No mouse.
It's a pretty great deal.
Those days are over.
Yeah.
Oh, I just noticed Bitcoin's down almost $9,000. What's going on?
That's good. Buying opportunity. That's a pullback, natural pullback.
Maybe I should jump in.
This might be the time.
Maybe you should never have jumped out.
Well, that's a fact. That's right. a fact. Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number's 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, we've been talking about the Washington football team in free agency for several weeks since the season wrapped, and we're getting closer and closer to free agency. It kicks off in mid-March, and you're also hearing a lot of draft talk. Two things wanted to bring up. Number one, I was driving around yesterday and was listening to Chris Miles in overtime on 106.7 The Fan, and he mentioned that there was a scout who looked at every one of Justin Fields' throws. And he looked at over 200 throws. So he was doing a little bit more than EB's commercial break film study. Looked at every one of those studies, every one of those throws, over 200 of them, he only saw 7 where he looked off the primary receiver.
Big red flag.
And that was a big red flag. And you're seeing Justin Fields start to drop down some people's draft boards. Now, some still have him going, you know, as high as number 2. But McShay has dropped him, I think, to number 9. Could he slip all the way to the Washington football team?
At 19?
No way.
I doubt it. I highly doubt that.
No.
If all he can do is throw to his primary target, even at 19, I'm not taking him. I need a guy that can at least look off his primary and hit a guy in a hot route. I need a little more variance than that. But he's not making it to 19.
And I guarantee he's working on that too. If that's a documented weakness, I guarantee he's working on it. And there's also some talk that some of these scouts are putting this out there so he does drop.
So there might be some
shenanigans going on in terms of the criticism for Fields.
Well, then people could look at the tape and say, "Well, this guy's lying." But my point is,
some scouts disagree with the scout you're talking about.
Right. This is from Pro Football Network's NFL chief draft analyst Tony Pauline. He attributes the stock decline to Fields' inability to work through receiver progressions, He says the main concern is that Justin Fields stares down the primary target. He doesn't look away from the primary target. And then he mentions the numbers. During the Senior Bowl, I mentioned how there was one team who had broken down all of his passes in 2020. They said that just seven times he looked off the primary target.
Well, that's
the
exactly
other 200-plus passes he threw to his primary target.
Well, that's what exactly what I told you all these college kids do. Virtually all of them do that. That's the biggest thing that jumped out at me. Is that these guys just drop back, they hit that third step or fifth step, and then they just let it fly to the guy they've been staring at the whole time.
Now,
that's
why it's
very hard to make that sort of guess as to whether or not they'll be able to excel at the next level.
The thing that he's got that a lot of quarterbacks don't have is he can run.
Yeah. Right. And which is a valuable commodity and skill set.
Look, he's not perfect. You know, Trevor Lawrence isn't perfect. Might be pretty close, but he's not. And
part of the reason that Carson
Fields
Wentz
can run, if Fields can run, Cakesy,
yeah,
man, you cannot overlook that.
That's a big reason why Carson Wentz is no longer in Philadelphia, because Jalen Hurts is more multidimensional. He can actually run with the ball. In four appearances, he had two games where he went over 400 total yards. Carson Wentz, in 68 appearances, had zero. Zero of those games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the rushing element cannot be understated.
Look, Lamar Jackson, at this point. The criticism for Lamar Jackson coming out of Louisville was he couldn't throw. He stared down receivers, and, you know, he didn't have the accuracy. Now he's getting better, but what can he do? He can scoot.
The counter that I would say is, all right, so maybe you go through these throws and he's hitting the primary guy, which maybe is the right move. You know, clearly they're winning a lot of games. So he had a terrible game in the Big Ten Championship, right? Fields was 12 for 27, 114 yards, zero touchdowns, two picks. That was a red flag game for those that watched the Big Ten Championship. Well, what happened
the
next time out?
Game?
He threw six touchdowns for 385 yards against Clemson.
Well, then he looked bad in the national championship. But, yeah, you're right. He's had good games, had bad. You know, I mean, and this is kind of a tough year to kind of analyze that because of all the COVID stuff. I mean, Ohio State missed games. They had to cancel games. Fields missed games. Who knows about the practice leading up to it? But I guarantee you Fields will go in the top 10. He is not going to slip to 19. No way.
And if he does, as much as we have sort of buyer's remorse on the Haskins thing, you got to select him. Unless they've signed a veteran to solidify the spot. Now, if they sign like a Ryan Fitzpatrick, hell, even if they sign him, you probably still have to take him. Well, you still have to take him.
He may not fall to 19, but if he falls to 10, then you're talking about trading up. That's doable.
Potentially.
That's a doable trade up, sure.
Well, let me ask you this. If Trevor Lawrence was coming back to school this year to play his senior year and Fields is coming out, who do you think Urban Meyer would take at number one?
Urban? I don't know. I don't know if he loves Zach Wilson out of BYU. I just don't know. Maybe he loves that kid.
Fields?
Haven't we heard some reports of Zach Wilson? There are a few that actually have Zach Wilson rated above Trevor Lawrence.
Sure. I mean, not everyone agrees on all these quarterbacks. I'm just
I don't know.
Saying
it's just interesting that you're seeing more and more that Justin Fields is sliding down the draft board. We heard it from Todd McShay. Now you're getting this information here. Now, he's going to have a pro day, and he may change everybody's mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think his pro day is coming up. But I don't think it's – I think it's within the realm of possibilities that he could slide down to Washington. It's probably unlikely. But I think it's within the realm of possibility.
Just rare.
I think these quarterback starved teams, there's no way they're going to let him get to 19.
It's just rare that he would slide that much, yeah, with so many teams looking for quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got me down, though, Justin Fields wormhole. I'm watching every throw.
Just, right, like if Denver's sitting there at 9 and Justin Fields is there, you think they're not going to take him?
Right.
I mean, I think they would. I just don't think that they foresee a scenario where that's going to happen.
I mean, why couldn't Atlanta take him at 4 and just sit him behind Matt Ryan for a year, let him learn under a vet? I mean, why couldn't they do that? I could see that happening.
They certainly could. He might go number 2 to the Jets. We just don't know.
But there are people that are going to say, we don't want him just because of Haskins, right? Because of that Ohio State thing.
There might be some of that residue out there.
Yeah.
But the problem is Haskins couldn't run. Fields can run.
Yeah, I mean, you should be judging him.
That's a legit weapon.
You know, don't judge him on sins of the past. Judge him on what he is and how he can play.
Now, the one criticism of Haskins that we've heard multiple times and we heard even more of late is that Haskins is one of those guys that had a hard time anticipating guys, and he would just he needed to wait to see them break.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If that's true of Fields, that's a big red flag.
Oh, that hurts because you can't wait on guys to get wide open in the NFL.
Not the NFL, right?
No.
But at Ohio State, when you're playing a directional school, that works.
Yeah, I'm watching the game, you know, from a year ago, I guess, against Ohio State where he had the 6 touchdowns. And I mean, he throws a beautiful deep ball. He's got a cannon. The guy's an athlete.
No, the physical talents are there.
It's all there.
The question that these scouts are bringing up is whether he's processing things quickly and whether it's going to transfer over into the NFL.
Well,
I saw somebody else make
a
point that they always bring up the red flags first.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, not everyone's going to agree on him, but there's going to be a team that says we just can't pass that up. You know, there's too much potential.
And by the way, going to your primary read is the correct read if that guy's open. And more often than not, the guys at Ohio State are open because they're so much better.
Yeah, but the problem
so you don't have to go to your number two or your number three.
When that guy isn't open in the NFL, then it starts breaking down.
Right.
Primary is not always going to be open in the NFL.
I'll show you right here. I'll put it in the hangout right here where he forces a ball in. I'll put it right here, and the guy catches it, and it's a touchdown. But, I mean, he was covered, and he forced it right in there. See if that comes up at the correct spot. Watch his play. Yeah, just click on that play right there. He forces it against – you know, he had 6 touchdowns that day. But this is when he throws in the red zone, and the guy's blanketed – but somehow he gets it through.
Is this the Clemson game?
Yeah.
Yeah, from a year ago.
Well, he actually did look to the right first, and then he went back to the left.
Right, but I'm talking about throwing to a guy that was blanketed.
What I'd say is good ball placement because he put it on the inside. And look,
I mean, by
it's
a
touchdown.
Hair. By a hair. I know, it is a touchdown,
and
but that's a ball. That guy was covered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes you have to throw the ball to a covered guy and hope he makes a play.
Anyway, we'll see what happens with the pro day and whether you hear, look, there's tons of time before the draft. But it is interesting that his stock is sliding. And who knows, maybe he'll slide all the way down to where the Washington football team drafts. Or, as Drab says, maybe slides down to a place where they're comfortable to trade up. They may not be comfortable to, you know, give away the farm to trade up for the number 2 pick or the number 3 pick. But if he slides to a 9 or 10 – then maybe Washington entertains a trade and moves up.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
I'd be stunned if he falls that far.
Yeah.
But that'd be great. Even to 10, I would be kind of surprised. If people take Trey Lance over him, that's insanity. Then it's just pure insanity.
Well, talk to Todd McShay. I think he's has Lance ahead of him now.
Wow. That's crazy.
All right. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.